escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Well, it is the Eagles Radiothon today and tomorrow, a two-day extravaganza in conjunction with an organization that has won two Super Bowls, five championships, but two Super Bowls, and obviously in the last eight seasons of pro football, and one of the four individuals to win those two Super Bowls is an unbelievable player in Philadelphia sports, an unbelievable player in pro football. Star right tackle Lane Johnson. He's got a really cool experiential you can get involved in with the Eagles Radiothon. We'll tell you about that in a moment. He's a pro bowler. He's an all-pro. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion. He's getting ready for the Dallas Cowboys in a mere 8 days. Good morning, Lane.
Good morning, guys.
How you feeling, bud? You excited for the season?
Yep, excited. Back in house today to get a practice in and work towards Dallas.
Good for you, man. Well, Lane, we'll talk more about that in a moment, but let's talk about the Radiothon, and hats off to you for being involved in this. So the item that's connected with you that everyone listening right now can get involved in, bids through tomorrow at 5 o'clock, is the opportunity. This is cool. So for every game, obviously the field's got to get painted. You play, you know, you play on the field, you play in the game. But in this case, you're going to help paint the field, and someone listening can help paint the field with you to get that field ready for the Eagles Rams game, which is happening September 21st. That's on a Sunday, but Lane, it's on the Saturday before that home game. You and a listener that's the highest bidder, and of course the Eagles ground crew, will be out there painting the field together. That's so cool, man.
Yeah, come on out. It's actually a very therapeutic experience. So I've done it quite a few times before, and we have a lot of fun with it.
It's awesome.
You do this every really cool year? You do this every year, and I hear you do it with your shoes off, right?
Yeah, just so I don't get paint on my shoes. I can just get them on my toenails, so I figure I don't want to have to go get them painted.
Is it something – do you just love painting? You've discovered that you love doing groundskeeping through this process, Lane?
Yeah, I've always enjoyed mowing the lawn. Maybe not as much as Landon Dickerson, but right. You know, I do have some. I do love doing that, and yeah, just being outside. You know, instead of being in the meeting room 8 hours a day. So
that's so good, man. So
by the pace.
By the way, two things. First off, Lane, some people just use different shoes. You don't have to go barefoot. You know, just use backup shoes. But I get it. All right, so this is a bid right now, $2,400, $2,400. The opportunity to paint the field on the Saturday before the Eagles-Rams game with Lane. And then on the Sunday, four tickets, 100 level, Eagles, Rams. This is another one, John, I referenced Eagles, Lions earlier. This is another one that could be an NFC championship game preview, battle for the one seed, obviously a rematch in the divisional round. Lane, this was the closest game last year by far you guys played in the playoffs. I mean, the Rams, pretty darn good team.
Yeah, I think when you look at their team, their defensive front's really good. Obviously, Jared Burst, but yeah, they just play really well together. And yeah, man, they've really taken a step up over the past few years. So yeah, just it was a really close game, and luckily we got out of there alive.
Yeah,
Lane, this season for you, you've got a different situation working next to Tyler Steen. How does working next to Tyler Steen change your job?
You know, the past few years it seems like I've had a different guard each year, but Tyler's had an amazing camp. You know, I think for us, what makes my job easier is that, you know, we're in a great communication line of scrimmage, and you know, really goes across the board. But the better we can play in sequence together, the easier it's going to make both of our jobs. So that's what we're doing in practice, and yeah, man, he's taken a huge step since last year. He's so strong and fast and athletic, so I'm anxious to get him out there and show the world what he can do.
How does having a new offensive coordinator change the job of you and your fellow offensive lineman with Kevin Petullo taking over?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of offenses have a lot of carryover. So, you know, we have some of that. Some different terminology changes. So sometimes maybe similar plays, but different phrasing. So, you know, a lot of consistency, a lot of carryover, but obviously a few new wrinkles, but we've had time to dial it in, yeah, man, we're excited about the game here next week. So,
Lane, let's talk about that.
I got to ask one thing. Jeffrey Lurie told us about Ben Van Sumeren once upon a time. He actually told us, hey, we're excited about this fullback. Is Ben Van Sumeren like a mini lineman to you guys? Because that really is what a fullback used to be, like a petite little guard.
I mean, he's a guy that can run out wide. He has ran a 4.4 or a 4.38 40,
and
a 43-inch vertical jump. So he's
That's
not your average
amazing
fullback. I'm Ben's biggest advocate. I love when he gets the ball. So, you know, I wish they'd split him out wide in the slot and see what he can do too. So he can surprise a lot of people.
Well, just make
amazing
sure Laney
athlete
doesn't do what Richie did, because Gruden gave the ball to Richie one time. He fumbled it, and Gruden told him he's never giving him the ball again.
And he never did.
Oh.
Never did. It was on Sunday Night Football in the Kingdome in Seattle, and he said, I will never give you the ball again. Never again.
Can you get him another shot?
Never again.
Oh, man.
And
nope.
Andy gave it to you how many times, Sean? Maybe about 10 or
one.
So? Oh, you only touched the ball one time?
No, he handed it off.
Yeah, well, you mean I'm not talking catches. Yeah, yeah. So you got one hand off with the Raiders.
No, from Andy, one hand off.
I gotcha. All right, so, and again, Lane Johnson with us here. You can bid on the item related to the Eagles-Rams game, which is to attend the game for four people, but also the day before the game to paint the field with Lane on the field. So, Lane, you play the Cowboys in 8 days, which means you specifically might be playing against Micah Parsons, or you might not be playing against Micah Parsons. How do you prepare for, I might go against maybe the best in pro football, or like not at all? So how do you go about that mentally?
Yeah, you know, there's a great quote from one of my former coaches, Dave Phipp. He'd always say, expect their best and be disappointed if they don't bring it. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm expecting him to play, be out there. If he's not, great. If he is, great. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm ready for Micah. And, yeah, I mean, all the other stuff I can't control. It's just, you know how contract negotiations go. Teams go at their own pace. So, you know, it is what it is.
Lane, in the moment before the game, like right before the game, how much do you think you'll be able to detach from the game that's just about to be played and enjoy the Super Bowl banner thing? And how much is that, not to be disrespectful to it, but almost sort of like an afterthought because – you know, 1 minute later, you're going to be playing in a pro football game. How do you balance that?
Yeah, it is an afterthought. You know, what you realize after you win, you put the ring on, you put it in the box, and, you know, you don't really see it again. So, you know, it was like that in 2018 with the Falcons. We had a bad first half. So, you know, hopefully, you know, the fans can enjoy it for forever. But, you know, we'll see it come down, and then it's, you know, a minute later, we're going to be out there, you know, kick sliding. So, for me, it's, you know, very honored for what we achieved, but you know, also serves as a token that, hey, it's a new year, and you know, let's aim for another one.
Laying along those lines, what's this team doing? You're one of the few guys who has been around to experience it, and I can even ask this question to, you know, in 2018, you guys struggled after winning it all. What's this team doing to avoid some of those mistakes that that team fell into after the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we're practicing like we're 1-16. So
great.
You know, always something there to strive for and to aim for. So, you know, I said it before, what made us successful last year was how we practice our habits, the things that we covered in meetings in the film room. So if success gets to people's heads and it changes any of those habits and how you work, you know, I think it can impact how you perform. But all these hours throughout the week, if you have a diligent schedule, a routine, you know, I think all that stuff that you do away from the football stadium will show up, you know, when you are playing. So that's how I see it. I try not to think about it too much, but just know I just try to stay busy. Try to stay busy as much as I can, and encourage everybody else to do the same.
Lane, the retirement thing, you know, you've talked about it a few times publicly. How much is that in your mind, and is it possible that this could be your last year because you choose to walk away?
Yeah, you know, with that said, if we win another one, it could be a high possibility. You know, like anybody, older player, you spend so much time away from family and friends. So for me, 13 years in league, plus college, plus high school. So a lot of stuff you don't get to, you know, enjoy with the rest of your family. So that weighs in on your mind. But as far as physically, man, I feel like I could play a long time. So, you know, you really take it year by year. So I'll have more answers at the end of this year, obviously. But, you know, I would like to play this year, next year, honor out my contract. But, you know, it varies. But that's all the listeners out there. You know, it all goes down to family, parents getting older. And so, yeah, so just kind of the whole life, circle of life is in perspective. So
yeah, it's important. That's how I see it. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Lane, final thing here, man. I heard you say something recently where you indicated that you feel the best you have felt in a number of years, because obviously you went through that ankle situation. It was a multi-year process there for a bit. Do you feel, so I know you feel better than you have in a while. Do you feel that you are a better player now than you ever were at any stage of your career?
Yeah, my 30s, I'm a lot better player than I ever was in my 20s. So, you know, that's not the case for most players.
Right.
But for me, I think if you go and watch, you know, film from early on to now, I think you'll see just a steady, hopefully a steady improvement. You know, it's not just me saying it. It goes by, you know, what you see on the film. So all that stuff in the offseason, man, I don't vacation. I got a gym a little bit outside of Oklahoma City, so I'm there every day. I lift heavy. I do a lot of mobility. I run. So, you know, all the excuses of, you know, people getting older and losing this, losing that. And, yeah, it's going to happen, but I think you can diminish how fast it happens by putting in the work. I think when you look at guys that are, you know, in Olympic games, you see guys up in their, you know, upper 30s, MMA fighters, upper 30s. So it's possible. You know, you look at the Jackie Slaters of the world, the Bruce Matthews, Trent Williams, sure, Andrew Whitworth, you know, the outliers are there. So those guys are kind of my inspiration who I look up to.
Man,
great.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Lane,
We're reaping the rewards. We
admire you, man, quite a bit. And reminder to everyone listening, you can hang out with Lane as you and he can paint the field together on Saturday, September 20th. That's the day before the Eagles-Rams game. This bid currently is at $2,400 to paint the field before the Eagles-Rams game, and then you and three others, four total tickets. We'll get four tickets, 100 level, which is obviously great seats, to the Eagles-Rams game the next day on Sunday, September the 21st. Lane, good luck to you versus Dallas this season. We love having you on the program and wish you the very best of luck for the entire season. And, of course, thanks for being part of the Eagles Radiothon and our program today. Thanks, Lane.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me.
Thanks, man. Lane Johnson. What a player. What a guy. I mean, you can just hear What do you hear, James? What do you hear in his voice?
I hear someone who's really grown in the time he's come here.
I agree.
Like, he sounds like a totally different person, the way he talks about the game, the way he talks about himself, his view on the world, yeah. And obviously what he went through. I mean, the steroid stuff, all that stuff, he's had bumps. And, like, to his point, not only is he a better player in his 30s, it just feels like he's figured it out in his 30s. He's such an impressive guy.
He's unbelievable. He is unbelievable. All right, phone calls. The race was yesterday. That's me and Jack. I got smoked. Phils have lost two in New York. That's been gnarly. It's really irritating and potentially problematic for October when you see them play this way. And then, and look, again, I'm going to say it again. Lizardo, Ranger, Sanchez, and to whatever extent Nola can give them, they got to be near their best. I'm not going to say at their best, but they have to be near their best for this team to win the World Series. They have to be. There's no Wheeler. There isn't. Okay, it's not going to be this year. And, you know, Rangers had two good starts in a row. But candidly, other than Sanchez, I don't trust any of them right now. And I need them in this final month, Lizardo, Ranger, and Nola, to give us confidence going into October. Because right now, it's a fight for who's going to get the second start. And it's a free-for-all, in my opinion. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville right now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. You know, yesterday's race kind of reminded me of, you know, speed skating when, like, you have the Dutch guy and then, like, the other guy, and the other guy's, like, not even in the frame. It's like, where is he? Like, yeah. That was sort of reminded me of that. But
I was hoping at a certain point to get almost lapped so it would look like I was ahead of him. You know what I'm saying?
Like if he came up behind you, it's like, Joe's actually winning.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
people just tuning into the YouTube being like, look, Joe's ahead.
We were getting kind of close to that. Anyway, go ahead, Ed.
Which is really sad because that's supposed to be a one lap.
No,
race.
I wasn't hoping for that.
Wait,
I was
so
just
was
joking.
It one lap or two laps?
Two, well, because it was a short track.
Yeah,
track
okay.
Was shorter as an indoor track.
The Bobo track. It was a nice track, but it was a 200 track instead of a 400 track.
It wasn't just one time around.
Correct.
We had to.
It was two times. And by the way, shout out to the people at Glen Mills School. They were really nice people. Met a couple of them and really good hospitality yesterday. So we thank them. All right, Ed, what do you got on the Birds?
Yeah, so it's really no surprises with the roster cuts. Like, there's a couple of, like, really intriguing, like, prospects, and I was kind of looking in. You know, I saw Cameron Williams play a little bit last year. And just, you know, really, I'm thinking, like, he's one of those guys where, like, you just...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Did not want to let it expose under waivers. I think Elliot mentioned something about it. You know, he's got the, you know, the 6'6", 320. He's athletic. He really didn't play a lot at Texas. Like, he didn't play. He only had, like, one start his freshman, sophomore year, started his junior year, and then he left. So he's kind of an unfinished product. And I really think he has some promise there. It's nothing that I can prove, but, like, you know, I'm really excited
to see.
They
must think he has some too. He's a sixth round pick, and that probably is a big reason why they're keeping him around. But it's, yeah, it's encouraging for his sake that he's on the roster right out the gates like this.
Yeah, and real quick on the Phillies, and just, I don't want to be complimentary of the Mets, but, like, what Edwin Diaz did last night, and I saw him pitching in the eighth inning. I was like, wait a second, it's not the ninth inning.
Yeah, yep.
But, like, he came in for that two-thirds of an inning, threw eight pitches. Like, he's going to be back for the ninth. And then you get, like, just a sort of a bad luck appearance by Duran. But one thing I have noticed about Duran, and it's really kind of nitpicky, but he does find a lot of bats with his stuff. And, like,
exactly.
There'll be those games where, like, people just, the ball finds empty grass.
He,
like,
throws strikes. You know, he throws strikes when they. It's almost like guys are holding their bat out, you know, and just finding contact at times.
James, you probably study these pitchers more than the rest of us. Do you think he over relies on the fastball? Like, I can just crank it by you, and doesn't have enough other stuff?
Oh, no.
Okay, because I didn't think so either, but I'm just asking because
I mean,
like, when I hear fine bats, like what you're saying, Ed, sometimes a great pitcher, a pitcher that can throw hard, won't.
This guy's got other stuff.
I mean, think
his splitter
so too.
Is insane. Like, I just think he got hit a couple times. Like, he didn't get hit in his first five outings as a Philly. Like, we just got hit twice, and we're like, oh, he finds bats. Like, I don't think he finds that many bats.
I tend to agree with you, Ed. You got a retort to that?
I do not. I was
Yeah, well, you just got smoked by Seltzer. All right, you just got smoked.
Well, as the prosecuting attorney, my cousin Benny says, no more questions. Or the public defender, no more questions.
All right, Ed, we haven't had a ton of calls to this. You got a real shot to win these Sandler tickets because we haven't even had many answers to this question. Like me losing yesterday in the track meet, what was obvious quickly?
Pretty much his entire rookie season, but especially that game against Dallas where he had three catches, 163 yards, three touchdowns. You just knew Randy Moss was going to be a Hall of Famer.
Like, yeah, that's a good one, too.
That's a good one, yeah.
That's a good one. I mean,
I agree with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Randy Moss rookie.
Man,
that's a really good answer.
He was the same year as me.
Yeah, rookie Randy Moss.
And it was unbelievable.
You could see it right away.
Oh, and just hands down. He was one of those people. Him and Charles Woodson were the two people that I've seen in real life who I had never seen anything like it. Mm. It just didn't even register in my brain. What they were doing,
wow.
I couldn't really figure it out at first.
Wow.
And I'll talk about it more if you
want. That's a big statement. All right, Brandon Graham, one of the great Eagles of all time, in studio with us next segment. And we roll on a very busy Radiothon Wednesday. BG next, in studio on 94 WIP. Thought there was going to be a thank you to BG. James.
It was. It's the closest I could get. There's no song that is like a perfect thank you. So I led with thank you. That's the best I could do. It's a great song. Shout out to Sly and the Family Stone.
So BG, in just a
thank
moment.
Thank you, BG.
Let me tell you this. Time's yours. We're not going to do it today because we want to maximize our time with Brandon for the next 20 minutes or so in studio. So no time's yours. We'll have it tomorrow. But when we do, time's yours, always brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's welcome one of our favorites ever in Philadelphia sports, both as a player and as a person, our buddy in studio, the retired but still very active Brandon Graham. BG, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, man. Good morning.
How are you, pal?
You know what? Happy to be back in my seat, man. Talking to you. You know, having some fun.
BG! Because,
You know, I gotta say a little bit, man. You
what?
Know, remember all that stuff you was talking all season last year, man? What we do? What we do, man? What we do?
I'm a motivator. Brandon, I'm a motivator, yeah. Man.
Get him, Brandon. Get him.
Motivator. I got you.
No, Jalen certainly didn't need
Brandon,
motivation.
Brandon, real quick, who won Super Bowl MVP? I can't remember. Wait, who won this?
Was it number one?
Oh, that's who it was. Okay. It was Jalen Hurts. Yep. Yeah. Thank you.
Well done, Brandon. How the first few months of retirement? By the way, we got a cool announcement coming up in a moment. Mm-hmm. He's not coming out of retirement. I don't want to tease anyone.
Let's get way out in front of that one.
Just to be clear, it's not that. But Brandon, how have the first few months of retirement been for you?
It's been fun. Honestly, busy, of course, but in a good way, a great busy, because going out on top, I mean, man, I feel like I'm still a part of it because we're still talking Super Bowl stuff. But I know now that the season start, now it's the ups and downs of the feelings of everything that's going on for the season. But it's been a fun one for me, man. But now it's a little uncomfortable because it's like, wow, dang, first time not going to be out there strapped up on that field. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For the first game, and it's against Dallas. So it's got me going. But, man, I'm dealing with those feelings every day and just enjoying myself and trying to get ready for this new schedule and get used to that.
Sure, absolutely.
So what do you do? What do you do to get ready? What have you been doing with yourself lately?
I mean, you know what? Just enjoying the kids, keeping myself busy, different appearances, you know, just being a part of cool brands and, man, just having fun, honestly. But now it's getting serious because the season here. Now all that stuff's starting to little die down because it's the season. So
uh-huh.
I'm feeling a little like, wow, man. But I'm good. Trust me. But you got to live through it, though.
What part mm-hmm. do you think you'll miss the most? There's the game day, the actual 3 hours. There's the locker room with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's the quest to win a Super Bowl or others. What part do you think you'll miss the most?
Those hard moments of when we got to figure out the problems of, okay, how can we handle this? Because last year was fun. But we had stuff we had to figure out, and that was and when you figure them out and you finally get to the mountaintop, man, it's like stuff that you talk about. So I would say a little bit of the culture of the brotherhood that you have and the bonds that you built with the guys, but just problem solving. That's the biggest thing, man, because we all got a goal every year. Every team got a goal, but it's the who problem solve the best. And, of course, you got to have good players too,
yeah.
But that don't always match up if the good players is not balling like other good players. And so sometimes you got to put your ego to the side, your pride to the side, and work for the bigger cause. And I know we did a lot of that last year, and it was so cool to see it happen in a big way for us this year.
Do you love football more now? Or more last year at this time? When you can compare, if you can compare the way that you feel about
Now, I still feel as a player, man, I can't imposing your will on another man and talking stuff to another guy, that's me all day. Like, even in practice. So, you know.
It's hard to replicate that outside the game.
Nah. And then some of the stuff
you do that?
You can't do that nowhere else. And you can't be out here talking to the guys like you've been talking to them and then feel good about yourself later.
Yeah. Yeah. That's rough.
You just said the supermarket, back quicker. What you doing? Come on.
Well,
I did see
a lady yesterday filming a video talking some junk because she's not happy with SEPTA. And
I don't think she's the only one. Let me tell you,
I will say this. She was as passionate about that topic, Brandon, as you've been playing football, man.
Uh-huh.
Holy mackerel, she was cranking it up.
But I do think it would be interesting. I know that your experience has been very different than my experience. I was very upset with football for a year. Yeah. I was so mad at football, I wouldn't watch it for a year because it was almost like I was punishing it because it no longer wanted me or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really did feel like it was this entity that was holding it against me that I could no longer play, and I was mad at it.
Yep.
And I was going to get it by not watching it.
Mm-hmm.
It really didn't work.
Well,
I was dying to watch it. Every day I was away, I was thinking about it, wondering what was happening while I was gone. So I don't recommend going that route.
No, I was going to say, hearing stories like that, it just make me like, yeah, let me face it, like, so that I can deal with it as I'm facing it. And then when that time comes, you don't even think about it. because you're so hype into your new life of whatever mm-hmm. your schedule become after football. So I know what you're saying, though. Because
it's scary. Because
people don't call you and they don't need – like
it's different.
You used to be in – oh, man, you know where you need to be during certain times of the year. And right now – it's like, how we not, hey, where you at, man? Like, you know, or wherever.
They
like,
made you know an itinerary for you yes. for 16, 17, well, geez, you go back to college. Yes, we're talking the last 25 years of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not there anymore.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of, it's hard to figure out exactly how to get started doing that for yourself.
Yep.
So
I'm with you. I'm thankful that I do have that in place, but it's still uncomfortable because now, how am I going to do with this new schedule? This new territory I'm going in, even though I've been doing all the TV and radio stuff, but now this is my life. Now I have to really make sure I'm working it every day like how I did in football and bring that same mindset to go out there and be the best version of myself while being myself and enjoying and talking my crap on whoever we having fun with. And now I just got to make sure it ain't serious like how I need to be for football.
Sure. Sure.
BG, when, and by the way, this is all part of the Eagles Radiothon today. You can bid. Everyone can bid right now. EaglesRadiothon.com for some incredible items that include Super Bowl tickets, opportunity to golf with Saquon Barkley and Jason Kelce together, and so much more. Please check out the items at EaglesRadiothon.com. Brandon, when you retired, you famously indicated there's a 90% and a 10%. Like, you're retired, but you're sort of 90% retired and 10% still kicking in the idea of not being retired.
Mm-hmm.
How loud is the 10% right now?
Man. Hey, it's always gonna stay there because man, that fire and that burn always gonna go through. Even when I went out there for the first time against the Browns and see the practice, I was just like, man, just put me back in that mood when I was watching one on ones with the guys, and I'm like, man, somebody better speak up and say something. Let the boys know what they go out about to get into, you know, all that stuff. And it just brought me back out a little bit, man. But that's where I started to feel it a little bit. Like, man, I missed this for real. So the 10% going to always be that because I'm going to always feel that. Even when I'm at the game and talking in the stands, it's just like what you would have done in this or what I would have told somebody during this time. And, you know, you're going to play the game in your mind like how as a player. Until I can learn how to do it as a real
fan. I'll say this though, Brandon, the 10% though, 7 years from now, like mm-hmm. your body in 7 years won't be able to do what your body can do now.
Oh yeah.
I mean, your body showed last year you could still play. If they run into injuries, and it happens sometimes, teams get injuries, you know, three or four guys in the same spot. If they call you up in November, do you think you'd be able to answer that call and interested?
I'm gonna just say I hope they don't need me.
That's wise.
Fair enough.
We got Nolan Smith and we got Jalix Hunt coming off the edges, and then we got a bunch of guys who made this team that none of us as Eagles fans have any experience with.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you tell us about Azeez Ojulari and Josh Uche and Ogbo Okoronkwo?
Well, all of them have had success in the league, but injury has prevented a bunch of them. So I know that for them, it's about staying healthy and making sure that you can go out and play. And then you got to make sure that you, whatever that you need, that you're struggling with or that you struggle with that has a label on you. Like my biggest thing is for this defense, in order for you to get a rush, you got to stop the run. And so I want to see how we do against the run. Because last year we did great because everybody was where they were supposed to be. Everybody was holding their gaps. And I feel like we're going to do that. I'm just saying, like, but now we got to see that. We got to see that happen with these new guys. And people got to create their new name. Let people know you don't have experience, but you go out there and make plays. Then you like, that's my guy right there. You'll be out here talking good about those guys, but they gotta go do it.
Eagles Radiothon rolls on. EaglesRadiothon.com. So Brandon, you've been part of this Radiothon since it started.
Mm-hmm.
Autism Foundation. I mean, you've been around since, I don't know.
Yes.
So Bill Clinton was president. Eisenhower, you've been here forever. All right. So, but now in a retired sense, so there's going to be an item. My understanding is maybe it's not, we don't know the item yet. Yes. At least I don't know the item, but you have an idea what the item is going to be in the next couple hours. Is that correct?
Well, I do, but, you know, we waiting to see, everything before we will announce. But just know, Eagles fans, I'm still a part of it. I'm still going to be here. I mean, Eagles autism is something that I know that I can appreciate and want to serve and help and support. So whatever it is that we're doing, you will know soon.
Nice. All right, so sometime today or tomorrow, because this thing ends at 5 o'clock tomorrow, there's going to be a Brandon Graham-related item, EaglesRadiothon.com. So be on the lookout for that in the coming hour. All right, also, let me give you an announcement. So Brandon Graham is buddies with Kevin Hart, Philadelphia's own Kevin Hart. And Kevin Hart, and congratulations to you, Brandon, has tapped his buddy, BG, as an ambassador for, you know, this is Kevin's tequila. It's now also going to be Brandon's tequila.
Wow.
Gran Coromino tequila, the official luxury tequila of the Philadelphia Eagles and of Brandon Graham.
Yes, sir.
BG, congratulations, man. Brand ambassador.
Man, it's been really cool. Met Kevin Hart, probably a couple years ago, and it's been cool because he's a hardworking guy just like me. Felt like it was just a match made. And then he got a roast that's for the fans that I like. And there's so many different things that I felt like, man, we do similar things, and it was just cool that we can come together because I like tequila. That's all I really drink anyway. And so, man, to be a part of this brand has been everything. And, man, just excited because there's so much good stuff going. Now I'm just trying to get used to the new stuff.
Good. What do you love about Gran Coromino? I know you're a big fan of the tequila, a little margarita mix in there.
It's smooth, man. And, you know, that's the biggest thing for me with tequila because some can bite, for sure.
and that's right. And I understand that Kevin, upon your return, look, he's a huge Philly sports fan. He's a huge Eagles fan, the whole deal. Mm-hmm. I understand he gifted you some Gran Coromino upon your retirement, sent you a package. That's pretty cool.
Yes, he did. And
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You know, I want to say, hey, we got another brand ambassador, too, that's coming up, too.
Who's that guy?
Hey, the Hammer.
Oh, no!
Come on, my brother.
What is that? You brought me that?
Oh, man, we got you.
Oh, Brandon, give me that, my man. Thank you, sir.
That.
How about this? I'm very proud to represent Gran Coromino along with Brandon. Obviously, it's Kevin's company. It's an unbelievable tequila company. It's Philadelphia's own. It's got the Philadelphia spirit. And, of course, official of the Philadelphia Eagles as well. Brandon, I appreciate this, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon just handed me a big old bottle. And then, by the way, another bottle.
Yeah.
By the way, you know what this represents? One Super Bowl and another Super Bowl.
Another one.
And, you lining up some shots
you
now,
get, you get ready. A third. I need a third, all right? I need a third.
Look at it like how I looked at it. Like, you see the little bottle and the big bottle. Like, that's the new ring on the big side and then the old one.
That's right.
Oh, man, that ring make it look little. Boy.
I appreciate this, man. So, Grant Corumina, look, I appreciate it. Obviously, so let me just say this about Kevin and about you. LeBron, out of the commercial. I want Kevin Hart and Brandon Graham in the national commercial. I respect LeBron, but I want you sitting on that couch next to Kevin Hart in the next commercial. I'm just saying that.
No, it's our turn. It's our turn. Philly, let Philly run it real quick.
Absolutely. And obviously, Brandon, you know, Kevin's got a lot going on in the community, you know, beyond just tequila. I mean, a real Philly guy, charitable initiatives, the whole deal. Yep. It's not just the roast and the entertainment. He's got a great heart, and obviously there's a lot of excellence and authenticity and community awareness and all that. I know you're proud to partner with him for those reasons as well.
Yeah, it's similar, man. We all out here, we put our heart into it, and his last name just happened to be Hart, and he definitely showed it.
That's right. So you're going to have events with Grant Corumina, correct? You're going to be doing some signings sometimes and public speaking.
We're
going to
be in Jersey. We're going to be in Philly. You know, we're going to be right here in the Philly area, South Philly. All that stuff. So I'm excited.
Good for you. Well, Brandon Graham with Grant Corumina, I'm proud to be involved as well. Mm-hmm. So really good stuff. Brandon, the book. You came out with the book for kids a couple months ago. How's that going? Tell us what's going on.
That has been going really good. I mean, I get more, hey, my son loves your book. I get so much of that when I'm out. So it's been really good, really good. It came from the heart. Everything that I stand for, you know, every word. It was just like, wow, like I thought about it and what meant something to me in every letter of the alphabet and gave a word. And so I was proud of that.
That was great. No, I thought it was really amazing. And what's the target age for that? Is that about 4, 5, 6?
Man, it could be anybody for real, because it just talks about motivation, just things like life lessons that I've learned in life. And so I just say it's really for the kids starting off,
sure,
because you want to catch them early. But I'll catch myself even wanting to read it to my kids even more, even for myself, to like reminders of certain things when you don't believe in yourself a little bit, or you doubting yourself and you're getting a little nervous about upcoming things. Just know you got here for a reason. You put the work in, so just continue to keep living it one day at a time.
It's great, man. All right, Eagles, Cowboys in 8 days. Gut feeling. Micah Parsons plays in the game or doesn't play in the game? Man, gut feeling.
You crazy to think he ain't playing. They gonna figure it out right before they. But
I don't know, man. Le'Veon Bell sat out a whole year.
Hey,
this one's pretty ugly, Brandon.
This is kind of ugly, but man. Yeah, we're going to see. It must got something. All I know is that's their problem. Because I can't wait for them birds to go out there. With them or without, they're going to dominate. That's how I'm feeling right now.
John, what's your gut feeling? Does Micah Parsons play in that game?
The Dallas Cowboys, they keep doing this. They'll mess this up somehow. Dak was on the books for $90 million a couple years ago.
This one feels different to me. I don't think he plays.
Well, Micah has requested a trade. It's all a bunch of posturing at this point. There's no way Dallas lets this guy get away. There is no way. They will try to pay him. And it's going to be like $100 million against their cap. We, as Eagles fans, should be celebrating how poorly they've handled all of it. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be signed up. I think he'll be putting himself at risk to some degree because he has not practiced. Mm-hmm. He has not been playing. And this is all a mess that works to the Eagles' favor. So that's all I know for sure. It will work to the Eagles' favor, and they're messing it up as close to as completely as possible.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Really is.
Eight ball on that one, for real. He missed some training camp, man. You know how you got to build that callus.
Sure.
You got to get ready for it.
Because
when you're in training camp, you're working. But when the game comes, you exert a little more energy than you would in practice. So I know for him, hey, man, you know, get it right.
Yeah. Hopefully. All right, let's round out our Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question. So, Brandon, you might have missed this, but I got whooped yesterday in a race really bad. Like, let me tell you how bad. The camera angle couldn't even put me and Jack Fritz in the same lens. Like,
it was a 400. Just take a guess what his time was in the 400.
Long time?
Well, it was a minute 34.
It could have been faster if I had to push it. It was no point. I was so far behind. I mean, what's the point? All right, here's that
400 though is a beast. I'll tell you that. I ran it one time, and man, when I got to, I was in the eighth lane, ran it 300 yards. I'm going. By the time that last hundred came, I felt like I was moving slow motion. That's how tired I was.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So the poll question is: were you surprised how easily Jack demolished me yesterday in the race? John, 85% say they are not surprised. I was a little surprised. I thought I'd lose, but how bad I lost.
What's surprising is
it was not surprising at all.
You take that result and you say, "I've got all the confidence in the world that I'm going to dismantle him when we play basketball."
I didn't say that.
But I think I got more skill than him in basketball, and I expect to win. Second poll question: which radiothon item would you rather be the winning bid on? Super Bowl tickets, which may or may not be an Eagles game, or golf with Jason Kelce and Saquon Barkley. John, which won the poll?
Golf with Jason and Saquon.
It does not, but
no,
it's close.
I am shocked
close.
By that. I'm
but
shocked.
It's close.
Did people misunderstand the question?
Are people getting so used to the Eagles Super Bowl that
they
just
I think that's it must be. It must be.
What are we, Patriots fans now? Yeah. All right. The
Honestly,
Super Bowl.
The Eagles could be in the Super Bowl, and I might still take golf with Jason. Right. I can watch the Super Bowl on TV. Like, that's an unbelievable thing.
All right, so it Super Bowl tickets were 55% of the vote. And Goff with Kelce and Saquon were 45% of the vote. Let me remind everyone on our way out the door before we turn it over to Joe and Hugh, Radiothon rolls on all the way through 5 o'clock tomorrow. And all these items you can bid on at EaglesRadiothon.com and includes the opportunity for our show to do a remote broadcast from your business or your home. So please get bidding on that and all the items. There are some incredible items. Again, be on the lookout for Brandon's item, which is going to be unleashed in the next couple of hours. BG, we could talk to you forever, but the problem is Joe and Hugh, and I don't mean this in a negative to them, their show starts really soon. So we got to say sayonara, my man. But let me say this. As always, love you. Congrats. Thank you. Keep being you, man. And everyone buy Brandon's book. Where is the book? Is it Amazon.com and all that good stuff?
Amazon, Brandon, BG's, ABC's.
Love it. Mm-hmm. And also Grand Coromino. Both Brandon and I know we both thank Grand Coromino, our association. Yes. We're looking forward to all sorts of fun through the football season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to do a lot of stuff with Grand Coromino, which is going to be great. And, John, we got to come up with a winner for what was obvious quickly. I think it's really between two things. Tiger in 1997 was going to be incredible when he won that first Masters. And Randy Moss was going to have an incredible season as a rookie, which was also 1998.
Mm-hmm. And I was right there. I was there with Tiger.
I'll go Randy Moss.
I was there for both.
Randy Moss.
Watching closely.
I need a vote, John. Randy?
Okay.
All right, Randy Moss it is. All right, Brandon, stay well, bud. It's always good seeing you.
Oh, yeah, appreciate you.
All right, Joe and you, ladies and gentlemen, they're up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Radiothon rolls on. Phillies and Mets later on today as well. Joe and Hugh are up next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.